Let's give him another hand. I don't know whether you know what a crofter is. I had to ask my wife. She does a lot of reading and she knew. A crofter is a farmer who rents a farm in Scotland or up that way. Shetland Islands are right north of Scotland. Shetland Islands are... The only thing I remember of Shetland Islands, I met somebody from Shetland and they said that you have to actually build a wall around the garden patch because otherwise the wind will blow the carrots out of the ground. A little bit like the west coast of Tasmania. But anyway, a crofter was going for a bit of a wander and he came across a nest where a duck had laid her eggs, and the duck was not there, and he was managed to pick up the eggs. They were still warm, and he put them to his stomach and kept them nice and warm and took them back because he wanted some wild ducklings to grow up and you know, something for Christmas or something. I don't know, but anyway, he took these ducks with him, the eggs with him, and laid them under a chook at his place, and the chook was very happy to have a few eggs to sit on. And sure enough, little ducklings were hatched, and the mother hen flopped around and looked after them, and the little ducklings began to grow a bit bigger and bigger, and the hen would walk around the yard and peck around at the ground, and the ducks followed their mother and would peck on the ground and find scavenge for some food, and they grew bigger and bigger. Then one day, a wild duck, a mature wild duck, flew overhead and cried out with the cry of a wild duck. Immediately, those little ducklings looked up. They heard something that resonated with something within them. And immediately they spread their wings and flew, and left behind the life of pecking around in the dirt. Sometimes in life we're pecking around in the dirt. We're getting on with stuff, you know, we're trying to build up a bank account and have things and peck around getting food for us and home and all the rest of it. And God, in a wonderful way, at a certain time in our lives, speaks to us. And it resonates. There's something in us that responds and calls us to Him. That's what I want to talk about briefly this morning. There's a verse that I've put up there on the screen in Hebrews, and it says, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart." Now, it's saying, if you hear His voice, that's saying that God is dynamic. He's alive and He actually speaks. It's not just that you read His word or that you hear somebody else speak His word, but if you hear His voice. And God speaks by His Spirit. And His word, if you read on in that passage in Hebrews, it talks about the word of God is living and powerful. It is God-breathed. It is something God uses. So that word, God speaks to our hearts. Now you say, that sounds all airy-fairy. How does that affect me? Well, it's like this. The Bible says that God's Spirit convinces us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The way God speaks to us is this. He wants us to turn to Him and to, like those ducklings, find our true identity of who we really are by following our Lord and our God and coming into a relationship with Him. But he speaks about the problem first, sin. You see, the Bible talks about sin as those things we've done that are breaking God's commands, those things that are wrong, and we know are wrong. And any one of us here, when we stand before God, a holy God, would have to cringe and say, before a holy God, I don't deserve. In fact, I deserve judgment. I don't deserve to be in a relationship with you. Because sin, the things we do, the conscience we have about those things that we've done wrong and think wrong, We know God can't accept us like that. And so the first thing God does when he speaks to us, he makes us aware of how sinful we are, that we've broken God's law and we need a right relationship with him, but we can't do it ourselves. The second thing he speaks to us is his grace, his love. And the fact that God isn't just a holy God, he is, and he isn't just a just and righteous God who doesn't bend one bit towards evil. He is perfect and pure. That same God is a God of love. A God who would not want any of us to perish or to come under the judgment of God for those wrong things we do. And that's the whole point of Jesus. That God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have received eternal life. To be caught up and fly away with him, to actually have a relationship with the living God and be the people we were created to be. And leave the pecking behind on the dirt and become one of his children. But God's word to us is that this morning. And if there's a resonation within our hearts and minds, if what I'm sharing with you and what maybe you've read or heard before has a kind of a ring of truth, and in your heart you know, that's something I know to be true, then that's God. It's not just me. It's not just the reading of the word. It is God speaking to you. And so it says in God's word today, if you hear his voice, tells us there is a response that we must avoid. Do not harden your hearts. And God is saying here that when he speaks to you and he's calling you like that duck flying over the top and the young ducklings hear and there's a response, they can choose to stay pecking in the dirt or to follow that voice and respond positively in faith to it. And that's what God is saying to us this morning. Today, if you hear his voice, if you know that you need to get right with God because of sin, and you know that Jesus loves you and died for you on the cross, the word, the message, the voice of God is calling you to himself, and you've got to respond. And what do you do? You can either respond positively or negatively. You can't stand in the middle. You either say no or you say yes. You either harden your heart or soften your heart. And God is saying to us this morning, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Don't resist his voice. Because what happens is that when we resist his voice, we become less sensitive to it the next time he speaks to us. And the next time after that, it's even easier to say no to God. You might have all the reasons, oh, maybe later, I want to get on with my life. I want to keep on pecking in the dirt. I want to keep on doing what I'm doing. I don't want to change. I don't want God in my life. But maybe when on my deathbed I will. Very few people have that opportunity to choose on the deathbed. But what's more, if we keep resisting God's voice, we harden our hearts till there's a point where we don't even hear God's voice. So that's why God says, don't harden your hearts. Don't resist my voice when I call you to myself. And notice the third thing is, he says, today. There is always a today, but there's always an end to today. There's the today of what I just talked about, the sensitivity, that I'm sensitive to the voice. I can hear God, I can sense God calling me, but there'll be a day when I will not. If I keep resisting, I will not hear his voice anymore. Or there's the today of my life, that I don't know when, if I walk out of here and get in my car, that another car is going to smash into me and I'm going to be gone. Finished from this life and it's over. And my opportunity, my today has finished. And that's why he says today when you hear his voice. And also the Bible talks about today being the day of grace, the day of opportunity, that God loves the world and calls the world to come into a right relationship with him. But there's going to be a day when Christ returns, when the day of judgment will begin and the day of grace will be finished. So he says today when you hear my voice, don't harden your hearts. today? What about today? You know, when I think about this, I think about just how easy it is to say no to God. All we have to do is say no. I mean, we can walk out of here and pretend even that we're not even listening to God, even if we are. But it's so easy to walk away and just turn it off. But God's a gentleman. God is not ever going to force himself on anyone. You have to choose. You have to respond to him. The last thing God would ever want of anybody is to refuse his voice and to be, as a result of that, shut out forever after today is over from his presence. And that's what the Bible says happens. For those who do not obey the gospel, they're shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. There's no heaven for those who do not hear and respond to his voice. That's what God says. It's not what I say. It's not what this church says. It's what God says. It's what his word says. We must choose. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Let's bow in prayer. Oh, Father, we thank you that your love for us isn't just something that is a feeling love. It's so real that you were willing to give up your own son, who became one of us, who became a human, Jesus Christ our Lord. And in his humanity, he was able to take upon himself the death and the judgment that we deserve, that he bore in his own body our sins when he died on that cross. And we thank you that he rose again and he's the living Lord and Savior who will one day return. And we thank you that he sent his Spirit to draw us to himself, to call us like that mother duck. And Lord, we pray that as we hear your voice that we'll respond. And I pray, Lord, that any here this morning who have never responded in faith to your call upon their lives, that this morning they will do that, that you'll give them the grace and the strength to respond and say yes. We pray this and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.